With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Elon Musk says President Trump has agreed that USAID should be shut down.
Asked about it on his way back to the White House Sunday, Trump weighed in.
USAID, run by radical lunatics, and we're getting them out, and then we'll make a decision.
Musk has been wrestling for control of USAID and took to X Spaces to discuss it.
To be clear, in shutting down, which we're in the process of doing, shutting down USAID.
The Trump administration placed two top USAID security chiefs on leave after they refused to turn over classified material to Musk's DOGE government inspection teams, which eventually got control. Democrats say Trump lacks the constitutional authority to eliminate USAID. I'm Julie Walker.
It was created by an executive order. Elon Musk responded to a post on X a few hours ago explaining why the USAID is being investigated. He posted, all DOGE did was check to see which federal organizations were violating the president's executive orders the most. Turned out to be USAID, so that became our focus. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is now overseeing that department. El Salvador's president offers to accept deportees from the U.S. of any nationality, including violent American criminals now imprisoned in the U.S.
That's what Secretary of State Marco Rubio says. Secretary Rubio also says El Salvador's leader, quote, has agreed to the most unprecedented, extraordinary migratory agreement anywhere in the world, unquote. Mr. Rubio adds the president of El Salvador has, quote, offered to do the same for dangerous criminals currently in custody and serving their sentence in the United States, even though they're U.S. citizens or legal residents.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting the U.S. official says Trump has no plan to deport citizens. This is SRN News. The 119th Congress has 13 queer trans members.
That's the most in U.S. history, but no more than the last Congress. At the turn of the 21st century, the 107th Congress featured only three people who were openly homosexual. It's different this time around, though, because one of the current congressmen is transgender. Delaware Democrat Sarah McBride is a man who is living as a woman, and his presence has prompted House Speaker Mike Johnson to issue orders that no men be allowed to use women's bathrooms on the Hill. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A coalition of legal organizations is calling on Texas school districts to reject the adoption of a recently approved state curriculum that includes references to Christianity and biblical teachings. The groups claim that the curriculum would violate the so-called separation of church and state. A spokesman for the Texas Education Agency points out there is no religious instruction in the curriculum. This is SRN News. It's been a flurry of legal activity related to the Ohio train derailment that spilled toxic chemicals.
A lawsuit has been filed in connection with the disastrous train derailment in Ohio in 2023. The lawsuit alleges the first deaths in East Palestine, Ohio, seven deaths in all. It also alleges Norfolk Southern Railroad and its contractors botched the cleanup, while officials with the EPA and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention signed off on it and failed to warn people about the health risks. Many of the other parties in the lawsuit cite lingering unexplained health problems, along with concerns something more serious could develop. At least nine other lawsuits in all have been filed in connection with the derailment. I'm Ed Donahue.
Vice President J.D. Vance visits East Palestine, Ohio to mark the second anniversary of the train derailment that left the small town in shambles. He promised residents the Trump administration would complete the environmental cleanup there. More details at srnnews.com.